Due to an incorrect contact information, Aaron Council candidate Kevin Johnson's responses to our questions were inadvertently omitted from the recent answers that were shared on Alora Fergus today. We have added them here. Name: Kevin Johnson. Occupation: Farm drainage contractor. How long have you lived in Aaron? 10 years. Why are you running in this election? After the last election, 4 years ago, I made the decision that I would throw my hat in the ring in this year's election. My reason at the time was simply that I wanted to be a part of the process. I have some very strong beliefs on how we, as taxpayers in Aaron, should be represented at the municipal level, and I am excited to bring that to the town. What qualifies you to represent Aaron? To be honest, I'm no more or less qualified than the next guy. I am a resident of the town and I want to be able to represent our community to the best of my ability. Why should people vote for you? People should vote for me because they believe that I'll do a good job. Not meaning to sound sarcastic, but every person running has a history of being a hard worker and a laundry list of success. I'm straightforward, I don't buy into political doublespeak, and I really have a strong desire to keep this community and its core values intact while we navigate the coming storm. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Aaron on a broader scale? From the standpoint of the residents, I think the main issues are dealing with the unknown as we move forward with all of the projects we have. People are concerned that our taxes will go up, that they will be forced into a sewer hookup that they can't afford, that we will lose our small-town charm, and that our safe town will now be more treacherous to drive and walk around as we are currently able to do. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Aaron? With all the houses that are being built, I would like to see permanent safety measures put in place to control and calm traffic, especially in all our school zones. What services need to be improved in Aaron? I know there are plans to upgrade the water lines, that is a big one. Is Aaron growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough? Only time will tell. The hope is that we are growing at the right speed, but there is a lot of excitement from developers about the possibility of adding more homes. The fear is that this excitement will result in the town moving and growing too quickly before the proper infrastructure is in place. Do you support building the wastewater treatment plant? This is a question for the last election. It's not whether or not we support it as much as it's about how we maintain it and use it to the benefit of all residents and the environment alike. How do we make Aaron an even better place to live? Aaron is already an amazing place to live. I think for it to be better, it's just about allowing our differences to be celebrated and making sure everyone has a voice in the community. This town has a beautiful vibe, and I think that that vibe is contagious, will only grow as the town does. I'd also try to add a few more pizza places.